past 8.5 years, Colin has been 24. Like his peers, Colin's life has been put on hold due to a condition doctors call Collins syndrome. It was first noticed something was wrong when Colin was born half cardboard, but it wasn't until he started school that his parents began to be concerned.
Colin used to come home after swimming in a terrible state, complaining his legs felt like all soggy and we used to have to, you know, iron him dry. My husband always had to put the crease back in his knees, didn't you?
We often had to write a note to the teachers asking him to be excused from swimming, and it's difficult. One morning I couldn't find any note paper, so, Colin has had to... I'm sorry.
Colin's a fighter, though. He's very brave. He says he doesn't mind about the writing all over his legs now. Not since Amy Winehouse.
The onset of puberty, a difficult time for any teenager, meant that Colin would often become moody and seek out the company of cardboard girls.
I never did meet any cardboard girls. I think it was just something my dad made up to keep me hopes up. I remember this one time after school I decided to buy a sheet of cardboard, but my dad found it and burned it, saying that no son of his was going to end up on the scrap heap.
Colin's syndrome not only affects the sufferer, but those closest to them. Typically, fathers are unable to accept that their child is in part, at least, recyclable.